Back here on the Charlie Officer Call Hour, brought to you by Inspiriting Inspiring Business Performance and International Pro-Am. We're all over the country now. Charlie and I are in Houston. Billy Harmon is in California. And Tom Pashley, Executive Vice President of Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, is joining us from North Carolina. Tom, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Greetings from Pinehurst, where we like to say it's a beautiful day at Pinehurst.
I bet it is. This is unbelievable. Back-to-back opens, Tom. I don't know. Has it ever been done before?
First time. Hey, Tom, this is Charlie Epps. Good morning.
Charlie, good morning.
And Billy is on the West Coast in Tuscany.
Good morning, Tom. Hi, Billy.
Yeah. Well, what made you all decide that you wanted to take this? This is really quite an event. I mean, two majors back-to-back. This has got to be a lot of work.
Well, we don't have to do a lot of the work. The USGA is great. They do most of the setup. And you asked, you know, what made us decide to do it. Obviously, we'd had a wonderful experience with the 99 U.S. Open, and then it came back very quickly in 2005 when we hosted the second time. The USGA, I believe it was in 2007, had made the announcement that they were going to bring the men's open. I guess it's actually not the men's open. It's just the U.S. Open was going to come back in 14. And then 2 years later, they called and asked if we would be interested in hosting the Women's Open. And our president took that call, and he said, well, you know, absolutely, we'd love to host the Women's Open. What year are you thinking about? And they said, 2014. We said, we already have one going on that year. And that kind of hatched the concept of this, you know, doubleheader back-to-back U.S. Opens. And it really took us a while to get our arms around it, but you know what an interesting idea. It certainly generated a lot of conversation, and it's going to be a very interesting thing to watch, and it's really going to shine, we think, a bright spotlight on the best women players in the game.
And Tom, well, are other than the length of the course that the ladies will play relative to the men, do you know if the USGA will cut down the rough for the ladies or change the layout, or do they plan just to let them go play a similar course just from a different yardage?
The beauty of Pinehurst number 2 now, since the Core Crenshaw restoration, is that there is no rough anymore. The rough that we now have is sandy, pine straw, wire grass filled areas, but there's no, you know, 3 or 4 inch thick Bermuda rough. So nothing has to change from a rough standpoint. The only thing that they've discussed that they'll do is reduce the firmness of the greens a bit. The women don't spin the ball the way that the men spin the ball, so in order for the greens to accept their approach shots, they want to get a little bit of water on it, reduce the firmness. But they're saying, you know, it's apples to apples. It's going to be similar green speeds. They want to set up holes where if the men are hitting, you know, 7 irons into a green, they want to try to set it up the same hole so that the women will hit 7 irons. So you'll really get a true test to see who can play the course the best.
Well, you know, if you've ever been to Pinehurst, trying to hit into those greens without any spin, that will be an interesting thing to watch.
Well, Tom, along with you know, the both opens, there's economies of scale of setting the golf course up. The USGA doesn't have to come back. They're going to be right there for the next week. But the community of Pinehurst is kind of really unique because it is a golfing mecca. You all have how many courses there? Eight?
Eight courses at the resort, yes, sir.
And then you have the resort, but then the community around is really set up for this type of event. So it's really kind of unique. I don't think they can do this any other place in the world except Pinehurst.
Well, you bring up a good point. You know, Pinehurst is really a golfing community, and the people who live here, you know, are knowledgeable and have embraced the sport in a big way. It takes a tremendous number of volunteers, over 6,000. To pull something like this off, and because we've had wonderful volunteer support the previous two opens, the USGA felt confident that the community would step up and that there would be 6,000 folks willing to volunteer their time. You know, we have a significant retirement population in this area as well, and you know, we like to say we have semi-professional volunteers because between the North and South amateurs, the opens every several years, there's so many events that do take place that our volunteers are very busy and they're generous with their time.
Tom Pashley, Vice President, Executive Vice President of Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, just 151 days away from the 2014 U.S. Open, with us here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. And you talked about those Crown Greens. That's the calling card of Pinehurst and number two. But do you think they'll set it up where maybe you'll grow the grass around the greens where it won't be nearly as penal, or are they going to shave that down, Tom?
The you know, characteristic of number two and what Ross loved about it when he came to Pinehurst back in 1900, Donald Ross, he was able to dig out these hollows around the greens and have them shaved down. It's sandy soil, so it would drain. If it was, you know, thicker soil that held water, you'd never be able to do that. But that's what's so interesting about the greens complexes, is what's around them. So they definitely wanted to play so that you could hit several different types of shots. It's not rough. It's mown down, tightly mown areas. You can chip it, you can bump it, you can putt it. The neat thing, I remember in 2005, you spent so much time on those surrounds because you want the height to be perfect. If it's too short, putting becomes the obvious option. If it's too long, chipping's the obvious option. They want it to be just the right height, so there's a little bit of indecision. So you have options, and as golfers know, you know, the more options you have, the more time you have to spend thinking about it, and the more time you spend thinking in golf. You know.
Well, the other interesting thing about Pinehurst for me and close to my heart, because my daughter Mimi, when she was playing amateur golf, she went to the North South Amateur, and she lost in the finals. But what that told me and what she knows is she loved the golf course. She thought it was really great. So it's going to be good for men and women. I don't think there's not many, you know, holes that play differently. And so I think it's going to be really a neat combination. I hope I'm going to be there with my guy, Angel Cabrera. So maybe I'll stay over the next week and watch the ladies.
I'll be there with my girl Nicole Castrali, I think. So I'll be a one of them for sure.
Isn't that something? Now, are the ticket sales any different? I mean, are you seeing more for the men's or the U.S. Open versus the ladies' Open, as far as that's concerned?
You know, the USGA selling tickets, and I haven't really seen an update on that recently. I know, you know, the theory is that I think you'll get a lot more people who will stick around, as you guys have mentioned, for the second week. We've always had great attendance. Both the 99 and 05 U.S. Open sold out. The Women's Open has been held down the street from us at Pine Needles on three different occasions. So we've gotten a lot of fans in the state who are used to coming to Pinehurst for the Women's Open. So I think the thought is that, yeah, there'll be enough interest in the first week that folks will stay around and want to see how the women handle week two.
Now, one last thing, and we're going to talk more, but with our listeners, Tom, and one thing is coming to watch the Open, but now the golf experience at Pinehurst is second to none. Who do our listeners call? Do you have a number you can give us, or you know, the website? And because we, you know, people are going to want to go play these golf courses that just hosted the U.S. Opens for 2014.
Right. We've got a great website at pinehurst.com where folks can see details on all eight courses. We have three different hotels. We've got a spa, got a beautiful, charming village of Pinehurst. So there's a lot here outside of the golf. If you go to pinehurst.com or you call 1-800-ITS-GOLF, ITS-GOLF, 1-800-ITS-GOLF, goes right into our reservations center where you can get more information.
That's great stuff. All things equal, after the Crenshaw redesign, is it going to be more difficult or easier? What are the scores going to be like this time, Tom?
Yeah, that's the fun question that we get to ponder and debate. There is more width in the fairways. That's one of the things that Coore and Crenshaw brought back, was the width that Ross had. So there's more field to play with, but the greens are going to be firmer. And if you do get in the rough, you could have a wonderful hard pan lie where you can still spin the ball, or you could be in a footprint and some pine straw. So I think, in general, we believe it may play a hair easier. Now, that's not saying a lot, because Payne Stewart was the only player under par in 99, and Michael Campbell was even par when he won in 2005. So to play a little easier doesn't mean much. but that's my thought. Having played the course a lot of times over 15 years, I think it might play a little easier, but there's going to be some people who get a bigger number on a hole because they're going to get a weird lie out in the stuff, and they're going to have a hard time recovering.
Hard time recovering.
That's it. Bring a suitcase with you over there. We got Tom Pasley. That is awesome, Tom. It is a great event. Why don't you give the website again and the phone number for anybody that wants to get there and enjoy these 2 weeks of wonderful golf.
Absolutely. Pinehurst.com and 1-800-ITS-GOLF to find out more about our 8 golf courses, 3 hotels. You know, springtime is a wonderful time when the dogwoods and the azaleas are blooming. So to have the chance to come and play number 2 sometime this spring in April or May, the course is going to stay open until the end of May. So it's not like we close a month early. So folks do have a unique opportunity to play an open venue right before the test show up.
So get on over there. That's awesome. Great stuff. Tom, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. And say hello to Mr. Padgett for me, will you please?
I will do it, Charlie.
Thank you, sir.
Tom Pasley, Executive Vice President of Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. 42 past the hour. We got one segment left on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Don't go anywhere.